What it is, one time is your boy, and who that, your boy, what's his name, your boy, man, what happened, coming at y'all again with another what, wow, clip notes for the Bible, for who, for real, nigga. You know what I'm talking about. Nice to be able to do this one more game for y'all. Where we at? Chapter 46? Yeah. Picking back up at chapter 46 like we never left. So you know what two things we got to do before we get started. Lord, I thank you for letting me be here today. Forgive me for all my sins. Cover and continue to keep me and my listeners. Blood and angel from danger seen and unseen. Things we want to be kept from, don't want to be kept from. Growing you. Help me to speak with vivid picture showings of your word, but at the same time, revealing the messages that can be spiritually inclined through them. Anything I've forgotten, Lord, help me out. I ask these and many more blessings in your son, Jesus' name. Amen. All right, before we get to wild, I just wanted to vent for a sec. You know, it's been a minute since, you know, I got a chance to chop it up with, you know, and I got my, you know what I'm saying, I got my blunt and I got my joint today, you feel me? Yes, brown look. But I just wanted to chop it up for a quick second. Just give me like 2-3 minutes and I'll be straight. I just wanted to say, like, I know for the typical believer or Christian, maybe, presenting the word of God inebriated and medicated may be like a big, you know, culture shock for those who, you know what I'm saying, just kind of go by the church route, you feel me, but it's really meant for people who, you know what I'm saying, who may not be able to make it through those church doors all the time, or may not be able to pick up that Bible all the time, you know. But they truly, truly believe in their heart God is real. And I just really, really think, you know, it's an idea worth testing, you know. If the alcohol was really that bad, if that green was really that bad, would I be able to stay on the topic of God as long as I do? You know what I'm saying? So I should be willing, you know, put that in the air, like, you are who you are. No matter what you do or how you get down, you know what I'm saying? If you love God, you love God, and there's no way you can avoid that. You feel me? Yes, indeed. But, you know, I just wanted to put that in there. So we ain't make a sign. But we finna get started with this wild on chapter 46. Like, that right there. Okay, chapter 46 starts out with Israel going back to Bathsheba. Because I think in 45 we talked a little bit about him going to Egypt, taking all his, you know, family with him to Egypt, all his livestock and all his cattle. You know, Joseph sent like some chariots and stuff, and it's kind of like the continued version of that. But before he went to Egypt, he had to make a stop, you know what I'm saying, in Bathsheba. Kind of talk to God, get that reassurance to himself that everything gonna be all right. My bad, it almost went out, so I had to pull a little bit off. But, you know what I'm saying? He went to Bathsheba, and he did some sacrifice and did some praying, did some worshiping, and God connected with him, you know what I'm saying, late one night. Said God called his name out, but he called out Joseph. No, he called up Jacob. I'm sorry. Two J's. I get them confused sometimes. You know, I had my issues. But he called out Jacob. And Jacob said, here am I. And he was just, he was just letting them know that, you know, just giving them a reassuring factor that you are going down to Egypt, but you will be okay. And, you know, through this process, I believe this is where he kind of let them know. It's the beginning of creating that great nation that he said the family would be. Just kind of the intro. It's not really get done per se until like generations after them. But this trip to Egypt leads up to like the one where Moses is speaking of, okay? Yeah. God, like I said, God's giving them reassurance that everything is okay. And, you know, he's going to make a great nation out of them. And, but he really wanted him, I believe, to focus on the fact that you're going to get a chance to reunite with Joseph. You feel me? A son who, at one point in time, you even thought yourself that he, you know, he died. So, he wanted to reassure him that everything would be okay and go to Egypt and go see your son. So, once he got that confirmation, he felt a little bit better, I believe. And it speaks of all the souls, like the meat and potatoes, like a lot of portion is talking about how many people went down with them, okay? And they give two different numbers, right? One is like, what was it called? It was like, one was like 360, okay? And one was like 310. And a score in the Bible is like 20 years, I believe. So it was like, the first one was 66 and the second one was 70. All right. I see how they got to 70, but it's still weird to say that. I guess, you know, they could still travel with them, you know what I'm saying? But I do believe, like, two of them really couldn't travel, per se. I'm going to just break down all the children, okay? And I can get you the 70 number, and I can tell you what I think the 66 number is, okay? Alright, we're going to start out with Leah's children. Leah had Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Dana. So those are her seven seeds. So that's the number we're going to start off with first. It's seven, okay? Alright, let me light up a little bit because I got to do some math for this shit. Alright, out of Leah's kids, Reuben had four boys. So you add the four with the seven, and that's 11. Alright? Now, they say Simeon had six. One from a Canaanite woman. You know what I'm saying? But all in all, he had six. So you put that six with that 11, you get 17. Okay? Alright, where we at? We at Judah. Okay, this is where it gets tabby weird. Okay. In the counting, I see for both parts that Judah has four sons, right? And two grandsons, which is a total of six. But two of them sons, they let know they pass away. So maybe they traveling with them in spirit, you know what I'm saying? But I know two of Judah's sons pass away, but they count them in the numbers. Because if you count his four sons and his two grandsons, you get a total of six. Plus that 17 would be 23, if I'm not mistaken. But I skipped somebody. Hold on. Go back to the 17, because I skipped Levi. Yeah. See? My bad. Skip Levi. Levi had three. So the 17 is met with the three to make it 20. All right. Well, like I was saying before, I forgot about Levi. Judah had 6, which makes that 26. With the 20, makes it 26. All right. Isaac had 4, which makes that 26. 30. And Zebulun had 3, which makes that total 33. So when you read in the Bible or you listen to the audio Bible and you hear that the 33 souls, that is the count that you get to get the 33 for Leah's children, okay? And it's important to remember the 33 because this is how we are going to get our numbers. And it's important to remember, excuse me, this look got me a little gassy. But it's important to remember that 2 of that 33 are grandchildren. So I'm just keep that in mind, okay? I just want you to keep that in mind. All right, now we're going to go. I want to say that Leah's handmaid was Zilpah. Zilpah, yeah. I want to say it was Zilpah. And she had 2 sons. So if you count her 2 sons, which is Gad and Asher, you know, you start off with the 2 for her children, okay? Remember the 33 and remember the 31, all right? So Gad had 7, all right? Gad had 7 kids. And what's that other one? I just said the name. Asher had 4 boys and a girl, which is 5, okay? But he also had 2 grandkids. One of his boys had 2 grandkids as well when they're getting to traveling, so that turns it to 7. So the 7 and the 7 with the 2 will equal 16, because you know 7 plus 7 is 14, plus 2, 16. All right, so you got the 16, and you got the 33. But in that 16, you got 2 grandkids. And then at 33, you got 2 grandkids. So at one point, it's 31 and 14. But we're going to get the 70 first, okay? Because the 66 is going to be a little easy after I break down the 70. Okay, so when you put the 33... I know this is a lot of numbers, and I apologize. The 33 with the 16 is going to equal 49, okay? You got to light, like I said, I got to light up, man, because this math, you know, got to make sure I get my number square. All right, that's 49 coming from Leah and Zilpah, you know what I'm saying, from that side. And then you got Rachel, okay? Now, even though Rachel, and they mentioned that Rachel has Joseph, okay? But Joseph at this time is already in Egypt, okay? As well as... As well as his 2 sons, which they mentioned. So that's 3 to the count of how many souls that he got from Rachel. And Ben, okay, Ben has 10, you know what I'm saying? Ben got 10 by itself, okay? So with Ben, 10, and Joseph and Ben, that makes 12. And Joseph had 2, so that's 14. So they're going to mention that Rachel had 14, you know, he received 14 souls from Rachel. And then Rachel had a handmaid. You got to remember the 14, right? Yeah, got to put that in there real quick. So 14, some footballs go now. 14 and 49 going to give you an easy 63. I mean, if you play football, it's like 2 touchdowns. You know what the bid is. So that's 63 right there, okay? Now, if you count Rachel handmaid, who is Bilhah, I want to say that's right. She has 2 sons. She has Dan and she has Naphtali. Now Dan only has 1. All right. So that's three. But Naphtali has four. So that turns it into seven. Okay. Now if you take our score that we had already at 63 and you add another touchdown, that's how you get the 70 souls that Jacob had when it speaks of the 70 souls that Jacob had. Now, the 66, I could just only say that, not counting the four grandbabies that he got, two that he got from Leah, or the great-grandbabies, rather, that he got from Leah, and the ones that he got from Zilpah. You feel me? That's the only thing I can see on 66. But then it counts the people who, two sons that died. And as far as like traveling, it's weird. But I see how they got the 66 and the 70, but how the 70 traveled with him and Joseph was already there. And two of Judah's sons died. It's, you know, I don't know. But the 70 and the 66, that's pretty much, I think, how they got that though. But anywho. Okay, because you once you get past the number part, they actually get to traveling, okay? So they take off all the chariots, all the cattle and everything that was given to them and everything that they got and all his people. He went to Egypt and they safely journeyed to Egypt and got there. And once Joseph knew that they was there, you know, he put on his royal gear, got him one of his best chairs, and he rode out there to see his family, mainly to see his father. And they said when they met with each other, even though he came in his royal splendor, he was like little JoJo again. He just was boo-hooing, and Pops was boo-hooing too. So, and they said they did that for a good little minute, you know what I'm saying? Just happy to see each other. It's been a long time since them two have seen each other. This is the first time that they've seen each other since the whole little incident of JoJo supposedly dying, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. So Pops was happy. Might have been a little too extreme. But you gotta feel where he's coming from. You know what I'm saying? Cause Pop was like, you know what, JoJo? I ain't gonna lie to you. I could die right now. I could die right now. No. I ain't saying I want to die right now, JoJo. Just calm down, calm down, okay? I'm saying I could. And if I did, don't cry for me. Be happy for me. I got to see my son, whom for over decades of years, I thought was no longer living, but God has been so gracious and kind to me to allow me to see my son again. I'm just that happy that if I went right now, don't you cry, because this is one of the happiest moments I ever had in my life. So, you know, they did that and they talked for a minute, and JoJo had mentioned to him that sooner or later they're going to have a conversation with Pharaoh, okay? Like, and when you get to talking to Pharaoh, man, y'all tell him that y'all shepherds. I mean, no, don't tell him that y'all shepherds. Tell him that y'all herd cattle, okay? That you've been doing that ever since you was young. It's a family business. Your father taught it to him. Your father's taught them. It's a family business to cattle and herd. You know what I'm saying? Don't say you shepherds, because shepherds is considered abomination. Like I say, Pharaoh gonna come to you. When he come to you, don't say you shepherds, man. Say you've been cattling for a while. And they're gonna put you over in Goshen. And I'm telling you, Goshen cool, you're gonna be able to have all your cattle, be able to do your shepherding, like, you know what I'm saying, quote unquote, cattling. Right, right. You know what I'm saying? So you tell them that with Gucci, everything straight. Cause you know this, I don't know what it was with the Egyptians and the Hebrews, cause you know, I'm from Bama, so they had like a little Auburn, Alabama type of, you know, they will coexist together. But it's certain things like the Hebrews do, like shepherding, that they just feel is abomination. I mean, like I mentioned, when they ate, they didn't eat with the Hebrews like that. They kept it separate, you know what I'm saying? So, but Pops knew was cool with it. And they was down with the plan. So I believe everything worked out in their favor. And that is how chapter 46 ends. In a nutshell, I know it's not very long, but it's setting up some things. Like I said, chapter 50 will have something, I believe, at the end that some of the listeners may enjoy. I hope so. I don't go out on a limb and fuck myself up. But I'm gonna put something out there once we get to 50. So we working our way through. And then complete Genesis, that'll be good, man. Because Exodus, Exodus gets tripped. I'm ready to jump into that. I think Exodus is the next chapter. I'm going to make sure. But yeah, I think Exodus is the next one. Yeah. Introducing Moses. Pretty much we're writing a lot of this Old Testament stuff. So, it's going to be interesting to hear your story. But enjoyed it, Hope you did the same. Until we get it in the next time like that, though. Hold on. I did that so wrong. It's been a minute. Hold on. I got to get my last saying right. And until the next time we meet, we going to get it in like that, though. Chicky, 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 chicky.